The Business Hour on OFM.
So you're having Business Hour here on The Sound of Your Life. I hope you're doing well. I'm Mulebo Geng. Now, FNB Wealth and Investments has unveiled the fourth installment of the FNB Retirement Insights Survey. It was released around mid-June of this year at the Goodman Gallery in Johannesburg. It is in its fourth year. The survey tracks how South Africans think about and plan for retirement, offering a comprehensive view of shifting perceptions, behaviors, and financial realities. And we're joined on the line for more insights by Renee Coughlin. She's the Product Portfolio Manager at FNB Wealth and Investments. Tell us, what are the most significant findings from this year's FNB Retirement Insights Survey, and what do they reveal about South Africans' retirement readiness?
Now in its fourth year of results, we are always looking for positive movements and shifts in how we are thinking about and planning for retirement. So in this year being the fourth one, the most significant shift was really around retirement plan ownership. So a lot more people, 73% versus 60% from the year before, tend to have a retirement plan in place. But what does a retirement plan actually mean? A lot of the respondents seem to think that it means I need a retirement fund or I need a retirement annuity. But are they really looking at the full scope of retirement planning? So it's not just about having the product. It's about having that much broader and more detailed plan and strategy. Yes, of course, the money is important, but your retirement plan is also about who are you going to be looking after, how will you live, how will you remain purposeful, and still enjoy your life dreams and maybe even a second career. So that is really a great significant change that we've seen this year.
Fascinating. It's not just about the product, it's about the overall plan. The survey shows shifts in retirement planning behavior over the past few years. Tell us, what are the trends that stood out most to you? And would you say South Africans are becoming better prepared for retirement? Some of the numbers don't indicate that, though.
They don't, unfortunately. So we're looking at that link between you might think that you have that retirement plan and you claim to have it, but the levels of satisfaction and preparedness are not moving. So we see that they're remaining quite flat, which really indicates to us that you might have the plan, but there are still barriers and constraints in your way. People are more engaged. They're talking about retirement more. So even our younger cohort, which is the 27 to 36-year-old that was very worried last year when the results remained quite flat. But this year we're seeing younger people are more interested in retirement planning, and a lot of it is linked to their interest in investing. So they wanted to dabble in investments, start saving from a young age. I mean, we've seen the difference between starting ages for this year was 27 for under 60s, but the over 60s, looking back, said they only started retirement planning at age 36. So there's this massive 10-year gap between the younger generation now and what our parents basically did.
I'd like to think social media is also playing a role with all of the investment influences and the like.
Definitely.
What are the biggest financial risks facing retirees and pre-retirees today, Renee? And how can individuals better prepare for them?
It is definitely the spiraling cost of living. We're just seeing in the allocation of income between the under 60s as well as the over 60s, where we're allocating our income, if you're retired or if you're not retired, is basically a mirror image. So large things going on your daily cost of living, which is your groceries, your transport, your housing, and then the rising expenses around medical aid and insurance. So if I just do a rough calculation across both groups, we're probably spending about 60 to 70% of our budget on just those three parts of living. And then there's all the additional expenses that you've got to take into account as well. Your kids' education, your other insurances, your savings and investments. So very little is left over at the end of the day for many people. So that's your big financial risk, is not keeping up with inflation. So making sure that we're saving enough that our costs can continue to be funded. And I mean, those rising expenses around medical aid and insurance, I always say make sure that you're reviewing your medical aid and your insurance on a regular basis. I mean, case in point, my mother-in-law the other day is on a government medical aid, and she found out that she was on the top plan, but she never actually really uses anything. So we're often paying for things and not reviewing them. And just for an example there, a big financial risk for many people considering retirement now is the cost of those retirement villages. I've calculated that your retirement village cost could actually be the same as owning your own home and paying a bond. So those are big financial risks that we really need to consider in our planning.
It's Renee Kuglin. She's the Product Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth and Investments, taking us through the key insights from their F&B Retirement Insights Survey. I believe it's the fourth edition. Renee, F&B has brought the Retirement Insights Survey to life through an immersive art gallery experience. Quite interesting. Why did you choose art and storytelling as a way to start conversations about retirement?
To make stories real, it is always more impactful to have pictures. I say, like a recipe book, if there's no pictures, we're not really going to engage that much. So it made it more real to see something than hear about something. So just linking the art and the actual reality of retirement in the Goodman Gallery was an impactful way for us to help people look at the realities and understand what they are. There was, for example, an empty chair as one of the installations, which really signified if you were working and you were in that office job, now your chair is basically empty, or is that the chair that you're looking at to be sitting in for retirement? There was also an example of a suitcase full of money, just depicting how much money are you actually going to need in retirement. So I think just having the imagery there really made the results and the numbers and the stats more impactful to everyone who visited that installation.
The power of storytelling. The research highlights the role of debt, living costs, and family responsibilities in shaping retirement outcomes. So how can consumers balance these pressures while still prioritizing retirement savings?
So looking back, we always say hindsight is 2020, and many of our over 60s said that they wished, looking back now, that they had maintained their debt levels and made sure that they were debt-free at retirement. So we just see an income allocation for over 60s. Many of them, just about all of them, are still paying off some type of debt, whether it be paying off the remainder of your bond, financing a car or credit card debt or other types of short-term debt. So this is something very important. Like, we really have to focus on maintaining good, healthy debt levels where it makes sense. And as I said again, that multi-generational planning has really crept into this fourth wave, where we've seen your retirement plan is actually not just your own individual plan anymore. But you need to make sure your retirement plan is probably going to have to also help fund your children, as well as potentially your older parents who are needing assistance in their retirement, where they haven't had such a successful outcome.
The sandwich generation, as they're being called.
Yes.
Based on the survey findings, what are the most important actions South Africans should take today to improve their chances of achieving a financially secure retirement in closing?
This year, I think it's really all about moving from intent to action. So we've seen in the last few years, people are claiming to have a retirement place. They're thinking about things. They're understanding things more, getting access to more information, better education. But now it's taking all of that and putting it into action. So it's great to talk, but without that accountability and partner, it will still leave you facing quite a large gap, whether it's monetary or it's information, education, or maybe not knowing where to go to find the right products or strategy. So it's like running your first 5 kilometers, which is always painful. You need a plan, you need to do some training, and you need support and really good shoes. So your retirement plan must be the right one for you to actually reach your goals. And I think financial institutions are really there to support our customers in these retirement planning journeys with tools and tips and guides, more and more access to information, online tools. And even this, you've seen AI coming into this, as people are using artificial intelligence as a financial activation tool. So take your intent and move it into action.
The Business Hour with Oliver Geng on OFM, the sound of your life.